TRF.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime Thoroughbred racing is back at the L.A. County Fair Meet in Los Alamitos through July 6th by the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred L.A. By Legacy Ranch. Get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by horsebills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through horsebills.com. By Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. And by the Ragusan Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gaslamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. Join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
Hey, good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Bob Ike has today off, so we're going to bring in a special guest in just a minute. We've got Los Alamitos. The L.A. County Fair Meet is underway. Opening day was yesterday, and they left us with a little carryover in the pick six to go for the Saturday card. We've got a nine-race card at Los Alamitos. First post time is 1 o'clock there. We've got an evening card tonight at Churchill Downs, an 11-race card. First post time, 3 p.m. Pacific time with that. A good card out there, the Ohio Derby at Thistledown, and a lot of things happening off the track as well. So to go over the news of the week, I brought in a special guest. We're going to be joined by Steve Anderson of Daily Racing Form, and Steve has done a lot of work not only on the West Coast, but he covers international racing for Daily Racing Form. Steve, good morning and welcome to Thoroughbred LA.
Thank you very much.
Steve, a lot going on, and let's start with what happened finishing up the Santa Anita meet last week. The numbers came through for this week, and everything looks good. And, you know, in general, with all the things going on, the transition out of Northern California racing, I thought overall it was a good meet at Santa Anita.
Yes, it was. And they ran a few more races this spring than they had in the past. Their handle was up. The racing form does its own data on the meeting and found that the handle had risen just a little less than 5% year over year from the spring of 24 to the spring of this year. And like I said, they ran nine more races, field size rose as well. And the handle during the winter-spring meeting from December 26 to April, early April of this year, was up 6% over the corresponding period, 12 months from that. So in that regard, they had two successful meetings, and it's much needed. They had some down years prior to that, and they did benefit from the demise of Northern California Racing by having more races for those runners. But it doesn't replace the fact that California has lost an entire circuit in the last 12 months, and that difficulty of that cannot be understated.
Absolutely. You know, one of the benefits, the field sizes were up a little bit, and that creates some better opportunities as far as the horse players go with wagering. But you're right. You know, we saw the quality of the racing dip a little bit because, and as required, you had to have some races for these horses coming down from Northern California, give these horsemen a place to run. So, again, it's all the part of that transition. But, you know, to get a little bit of a higher handle and everything else, and, you know, now that some of the Northern California wagering handle is coming down, we're going to see the purses moving in the right direction.
Yes, that's with all the simulcasting and account wagering venues, the monies from those avenues all go now to Southern California purses. So in that regard, there's an increase. There's an increase right now at LaSalle, and there's another one at Del Mar. This offsets losses at both tracks. Again, it's been a circuit-wide issue, prize money issues, in the last year or two. This increase helps offset recent decline. So things are going in the right direction, and it's going to be interesting to see whether it can be sustained into 2026. But it looks like for this year, at all the meetings through to Christmas time, they're going to be up. So that's a boost for owners.
Absolutely, and we needed to try and stay competitive. Those purses back east at some of those racetracks are unbelievable. One of the things that did happen back east this week, Steve, down at Delta Downs, there was a raid by ICE, and they went after the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Group, shut down all the exits and entrances into Delta Downs, and they went after the Bastrich workers. And this is something we need to be aware of because, California is not going to be immune to this.
No racetrack in the United States is going to be immune to that. There were 84 arrests at Delta Downs. It actually caused a postponement in entries for a day. They did go ahead and draw the weekend. They had 12 races last night. They were paternity trials for a rich Louisiana bred quarter horse race that's coming up in July. So it did affect that track significantly. And there's no reason to think that they're not going to come to the door of another barn area at some point in the near future, in the immigration officials. And a controversial issue, not just in racing, but, of course, nationwide. It's one of the hottest subjects of the year in the political world. So this is something that racing has had to deal with, and I wouldn't be surprised if it resurfaces either at a racetrack or a farm or a training center or some other avenue that hires a lot of people who come from other countries, let's be honest.
And, you know, right now that the jobs on the Bachelors, they are hard to fill already. It's hard to get workers who are willing to do the work and are qualified to do the work working with these thoroughbreds. And as we switch, the racing moves down to San Diego and into Del Mar. You know, I've got to think a lot of the backstretch help, they're going to have concerns moving down, coming down for the meet and not knowing, you know, what to expect.
And yeah, and some of those folks. Folks have options to work in the agricultural field somewhere in the state. So that's something that racing as a collective has to work on. That's not an easy problem. To solve by any measure, but hopefully there will.
One horse who caught my eye was the training team of John and Thady Gosden, Ombudsman, who won the Prince of Wales earlier in the week, rallying from far back. This horse was starred and stopped and blocked in traffic, and when he found a clear sailing, he exploded, and he did it like a horse that would like firm turf at Del Mar.
And he might very well get a mile and a half, but that raises it a mile and a quarter, and this is an example of what I was just speaking about. In October, on that same track at Ascot, there's a mile and a quarter race, the Champion Stakes. Now, it won't be good to firm because, you know, Britain in the fall does tend to get some rain. It probably won't be good to firm. So they have to face a decision. What's the best distance and what's the best going for that horse? And do we want to try to go 5,500 miles or do we want to go 105 miles from a Newmarket down to Ascot? It's probably not even that far. So those are issues that every horse's people have to think about in the planning stages. So, you know, let's keep these Ascot performances in mind on good to firm, like you say, but let's see who shows up.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be following the stories as they go. I know you'll be at Los Alamitos today, and you wrote an article about one horse that's prepping for the July 5th Grade 2 Great Lady M at Los Alamitos, and coming off a huge win, a Grade 1 win at Churchill Downs, Copion was back on the work tab on Wednesday.
Yeah, 6 furlongs in 1:11 is a really quick time for any runner, and particularly one trained by Richard Mandela, whose horses often have fast workouts, but typically they don't have blazing fast workouts. Well, Topion did that on Wednesday at Santa Anita, working alone, although indirectly. She started her workout several lengths behind a horse from a different stable and wound up running that one down. So in that regard, he's a very eager runner in that race. So the Great Lady M looks to be a very competitive field. It's got Sweet Azteca in it. She won the race last year. And also One Magic Filly, a highly rated runner trained by Phil D'Amato, who worked 6 furlongs in 1:11 and 2 from the gate today at Santa Anita, is out there as well. So those are some horses to follow in that field. Chismosa, who was second in the race last year, she's being considered for it. And I think there'll be a few more runners as well. So it's lining up to be a very, very good race at Los Al 2 weeks from today. It's the 200 grander. It's their richest race of the 3 week Los Al meeting. And it might turn out to be a real proving ground for some very, very nice fillies and mares.
Yeah, that race is shaping up tough. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Well, as far as today goes, Steve, I know you've done your handicapping. How about a winner for the radio listeners today at Los Alamitos?
I'll tell you what, it's a pretty good card at Los Al today in terms of field sizes. That's been an issue at that meeting for quite some time, but not necessarily today. So in that regard, I think it's a good program to try to take a chance with. The most obvious winner is King's River Knight in the Bertrando Stakes in the 8th race. It'd be a very short price. One horse that I'm looking forward to seeing run in the 6th race, which is a 62.5 claimer for non-winners of 2, is number 8, Fast Service, who was second in his last two starts, both at 5.5 furlongs and then at a mile. And those were Santa Anita races in within a 2-week period in May. And he'll be ridden by Kazushi Kimura, who had his first Los Alamitos career win yesterday, only because oftentimes in recent years in which Kimura has been riding, he has not been in town when it was Los Alamitos time. Well, Fast Service looks to be like the sort of horse in a big field of 10 who can be well-placed, maybe just slightly off the pace. It looks like there's some speed on the inside with Naftis and 6 Hot Grands. So that looks to me like a horse that can be strongly considered Fast Service. Another runner in that field that will probably be closing with him is Spiritist, number 5. But I prefer Fast Service. I think that horse at 5.5 furlongs will be coming from off the pace and should get a decent run. And we saw yesterday with one of Doug O'Neill's winners that you can come from well back and win. So think that you have to be right there at the 4 to be a factor.
So for that, Steve Anderson at Daily Racing Forum, he likes Fast Service, number 8 on the program, race 6 today at Los Alamitos. Steve, I'll let you get back to your work. Thanks so much for taking the time to update everybody on what's happening not only in the U.S., but around the globe. We appreciate it, and we'll see you at the track.
We'll see you very soon. Thank you, John.
All right, that was Steve Anderson from Daily Racing Form. Before we go to break, I'll give you my radio play of the day. I'm going to go to Los Alamitos, race number 7. Number 6, Wish They All Could Be, the hard-knocking veteran mare. She gets back at Los Alamitos. She runs well there. She ought to fall into a good stocking trip in here, coming out of some tougher fields. And I think in this spot, she's really well-spotted to get a good trip. Tiago Pereira for Hector Palman, that's a good jockey-trainer combination. 5-2 in the program, number 6, Wish They All Could Be, race number 7 at Los Alamitos. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll go out to Los Alamitos, talk to Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest, and we'll also check in with Bruce Finkelstein in Las Vegas for BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County in the L.A. County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos with live racing on Friday through Sunday afternoon through Sunday, July 6th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our second weekend program will feature the $100,000 Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. On this day, we'll host our always popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. The entry fee is only $500, and it includes a $400 live money wagering card. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July, plus the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative breeders and owners awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. And before we bring in our next guest, Bob Mazursky from Los Alamitos, let's talk about our cowbred of the week. And then it's going to be about a mare we talked about last week, and that's Majestic Oops, who won the $100,000 Ladies' Secret Stakes at Monmouth last Saturday. Majestic Oops is by Majestic Harbor out of the Amaldivar mare, Miss Oops was bred by Dory and Crop, is owned by Sublime Stables and Crop, and is trained by Dan Ward. Majestic Oops has 7 wins from 29 lifetime starts. Career earnings are now over $430,000. That's Majestic Oops, our Calbred of the Week. Let's head out to Los Alamitos now and talk to their director of the daytime publicity for the Thoroughbred racing, and that's Bob Mazursky. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Great. A good day of racing that started off yesterday. The horses were winning from up front, from behind, all over the place. And you had a bombshell winner in mid-race, and you got a little pick six carryover today. So a lot happened for one day.
No, you're right. We had a lot of little things happen, a lot of different things happen. We had two jockeys win their first ever races here yesterday. David Cohen, who's back in California after a long stay back in the mid-Atlantic and Midwest. And then Kazushi Kimura, who's riding here, is going to be riding here regularly, had won the last race for Tim Joaquin, who had a double yesterday. He won the first race with Jerry Spirit, who won his fourth in a row yesterday. So, yeah, we had a little bit of everything. And then those were that are able to come up with Stop Top Stitch, who paid $97, good for them.
and better for us, because we could take a shot of that pick six today. You've basically eliminated the takeout with that carryover of over $10,000. Bob, let's talk about the feature today. We were talking about cowbreds a second ago. The Bertrando Stakes today is for cowbreds, and one of the cowbreds who has really done well, not only on dirt stakes races at Los Alamitos, but on the turf at Santa Anita, and that's Kings River Knight, and he's back in. He won this race back in 2023.
Yeah, what a pro he is. You know, he fires almost every time. He's only been off the board twice in his life. He's won 11 out of 18. As you said, he can handle dirt. He can handle turf. He can be on the lead. He can win from slightly off the pace. He's 2-for-2 here. In addition to the Bertrando 2 years ago, he won the E.B. Johnson that year, which is run during our September meet. So, yeah, what a pro he is. And he deserves to be 2-to-5 on the morning line. He'll be very tough to beat if he runs anywhere close to his best.
Before I get a radio play from you, there was a nasty fall yesterday in the fifth race. The horse on the inside tried to jump the rail, and the jockey, Eric Garcia, went right over the inside rail. I saw he kind of walked back to the ambulance. Do you have an update on the status for Eric Garcia for today?
Yeah, the last report was everything was good. You know, just a little shaken up, of course, and the horse was fine as well. So, yeah, knock on wood, everything turned out okay.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, it was a scary incident, but I saw him walking back, and I thought, okay, things could be worse. So glad to hear everything is doing as well as it can. How about a radio play from Los Alamitos from you today, Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like number 7, Graze in Touch. She came off a long layoff to win at night for Paula Geary, and I like the way she did it. She's won in the afternoon here, so I like that. I also like the fact that she can sit a bit, which might serve her well in here because you have a lot of nighttime horses who are going to show speed tonight. So number 7 in race 5, Graze in Touch.
So that's number 7, Graze in Touch, 3-to-1 on the morning line in the fifth race today at Los Alamitos. All of Bob Mazursky's selections can be had at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, best of luck today. Enjoy it, and let's have another good day of racing out there at Los Alamitos.
Sounds good, John. I just want to remind people about our handicapping contest next Saturday. You know, you can sign up during the week. More information is available at losal.com. There'll be 2 seats available to the NHC next year. So I just want to remind people about that. It'll be next Saturday, June 28th.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. And the buy-in for that is what?
$500 and $400 goes on a live money card. You can bet win, play, show, daily doubles, trifectas, exactas. So like I said, more rules are available at losalamitos.com.
Well, the best part is you can lose the contest and still make money for the day, so that there's nothing wrong with that, Bob. I like that idea.
Not at all, John. That is a good idea.
All right, Bob. Take it easy, and thanks for the reminder. I appreciate it.
Okay.
That was Bob Mazursky at today's Racing Digest. And to bring in our next guest now, let's head out to Las Vegas and check in with Bruce Finkelstein, who puts together his information on betonbruce.com. Bruce, good morning. I heard it's been a warm week out there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it has been. We're back to about the 105 to 110, but we're getting a little break here, John. So I think we're going to be sub 100 for a few days. So we're getting a break for about 4 days and then back to the usual.
Okay, well, I don't think you're going to need a sweater, but you should be all right. That makes for better weather. And either way, it's fast and firm and cool in the race books out there. And I know that you look not only at Southern California, but around the nation. And they've got a good card tonight at Churchill Downs. It's one of those twilight cards where they start at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. And a really good feature race. The ninth race in the card at Churchill tonight is the Grade 2 Chicago Stakes. And this is a good group of fillies and mares, and they kind of take turns. So I was working on that late pick 5, and I needed a little help. I wanted you to take a look at that Chicago Stakes tonight at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, I mean, the two morning line favorites you got to worry a little bit about, John, is Emery is your 5-2 favorite, and Vava, the 5-horse, 5-2 and 3-1 respectively. Their recent form is nothing to write home about. I think of those two, I would maybe give Vava the edge because she loves this track. She's won 4 out of 5, and she faced the monstrous Copian last time out in the slot. But I'm not going to put her on top. I will use her. I think there's an interesting X factor here, the 10, Claret Beret. This was a private sale by Safi Joseph at Oaklawn. This horse had been running. And made its debut for Safi Joseph at a one-turn mile in an overnight handicap. And you see the margin. You don't see that very often. She won off by almost 20 lengths in this race. Believe it or don't, she didn't break great in there. She stalked 3 wide, took over, and let you can tell the result. It was just an annihilation. If you look back at her history, though, 7 career starts on the main track. She's won 5 of them. 2 in the Midwest at Remington and Keeneland are at this 7/8 distance. She's got the ability to stay close and finish. She's a new, kind of still a relatively young horse that's improving. You got to like the presence of Safi Joseph there. So at a price, I would take a look at the 10, Claret Beret. Obviously, we'll use, I said, Vava, the 5-horse in that race. And then there's the 11, Zeitlos, very talented filly. She won off a layoff at Pimlico on Preakness Day. I thought she looked pretty darn good winning that race from off the pace. Here's the question mark about Zeitlos. Can she run this far? She's kind of a 6-furlong specialist. Can she extend another furlong at 5 years old? We'll wait and see. She's got the quality enough to win this race, and she's a big fat 8-1 on the morning line, but I would definitely include her. So let's go 10, Claret Beret, the 5, Vava, and the 11, Zeitlos, as you said, in an excellent feature race today at Churchill Downs.
Well, again, you've done the work at betonbruce.com. Let's get a couple of radio plays for you. You want to go out of state first, then come back to Los Al?
Yeah, let's stay at Churchill Downs for the 7th race. And this is an allowance non-winners 2. Interesting horse here for me at a price. Let's see if the price sticks. Well, yesterday, I know, John, you and I both liked a horse at 15-1 by the name of S-Mark, right?
Absolutely, yes.
A little disappointing. Yeah. I think I bet. I've got another 15-1. I don't think the horse will go 9-5, and that's the 6, Mount Rundle. This is a horse who finally returned to Churchill Downs at a middle distance. This one broke its maiden 3 years ago at Churchill Downs at 1 1/16 from way off the pace. And I think the connections thought that maybe he was going to be a marathoner. You see all those long-distance races, and he didn't really have a ton of success. Laughed out, they shortened him up from 1.5 miles to 1 1/8 miles, and the result was excellent. This horse had to sit behind a slow pace, make the running on the turn. He had to get into the race on the turn. He sort of took a deep breath and made a second run down the lane to win going away in a good-looking performance. I think he'll get more pace to run at, and the connections have maybe figured him out. He's a middle-distance horse, not a marathoner where he can't extend his run quite as well. He obviously loves this turf course, winning 2 of 3 here. Let's take him on the upswing, another 15-1 on the morning line. Race 7, I'll go with the 6, Mount Rundle.
That's the 6, Mount Rundle, 15-1 on the program, race 7 at Churchill Downs. And, Bruce, I'm late on a break, so give me something quick there at Los Alamitos.
4th race, I like the 3, Father Delay, with a little more aggressive ride out of Maldonado. He can be close. He comes out of a productive, better starter allowance field. I think he's on the improve. and this field came up a little light. Fourth race to three, Father Delay.
Fourth race at Los Alamitos, number three, Father Delay, 6-1 there. And again, that's the fourth at Los Alamitos. Bruce, everything available at betonbruce.com. Let everybody know.
Full card at Los Alamitos, late races on that excellent late pick five at Churchill Downs with audio, and also best bets with audio at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, I know you did the work, Bruce. I'm looking forward to it. Let's hit something a little better than 9 to 5 today and cash tickets, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll head out to New York and talk to John Harduda of the Regas and Sheets. Then we'll head down to South Florida and touch base with Toby Callett. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
It's a summer tradition. Opening day at Del Mar is Friday, July 18th. First post time is 2 p.m. Get involved in our famous hat contest. Limited seating is available. Go to dmcc.com for details. Big bets, fast horses, celebrating in style. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Welcome back to Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com. Or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Weekend doubleheaders are back at Los Alamitos. It's day and night racing action at the Orange County Oval. The LA County Fair Summer Meet at Los Alamitos kicks off the racing fun, followed by live nighttime racing featuring the top quarter horses in the sport and thrilling racing action at 1,000 yards. This Sunday night, don't miss the 1,000-yard summer finals featuring our top distance horses of season. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Last Sunday's card featured a big carryover and total pick six pool of over $370,000. Don't miss our day and night doubleheaders. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar, featuring wall-to-wall big screens, betting windows, and a full bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars and doubleheaders. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I want to welcome our latest sponsor, the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, that's NTRA, to our show. And remind everybody that the National Horse Players Championship, which is held in Las Vegas, it'll be in March of 2026. You can qualify for that tournament. You can't pay your way in. You have to win your way in. You have to be an NHC Tour member to do that. You can go ahead and become a Tour member at NTRA.com. And there is a qualifier Umpire today. It'll cost you $165 to play at horsetourneys.com. So that's one way to get into the NHC. It's an awful lot of fun, and you meet a lot of great handicappers out there in Las Vegas. Let's go ahead and bring on our next guest, and that's from New York, John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. And John, heard it's a little warm back there.
Yeah, it's so warm that tomorrow, actually, racing is in jeopardy here. They already canceled parks for Monday and Tuesday, and it is really brutal. And tomorrow and Monday are supposed to be the really bad days. Hopefully, the heat doesn't hit till later in the day, and they can get the card in. But pay attention before you do all your handicapping work.
Excellent. We'll keep an eye on that for tomorrow. John, one piece of good news this week, the fairgrounds, which was in jeopardy of not running this winter, it looks like Churchill Downs Incorporated and the state of Louisiana have worked out a way where they will hold a fairgrounds meet this winter, as they have for many, many years.
Well, it's certainly good news. The problem is, John, I mean, just my opinion, I have a hard time trusting Churchill. Obviously, they're going to run the fairgrounds meet here, but they seem to buy racetracks to close them down. They bought Arlington Park, they closed it down. They bought Calder, they closed it down. Hollywood Park many years ago. So they don't seem to buy racetracks to keep them in business. They're also bullies. Listen, I'm not defending Bob Baffert, but what they did to him was brutal. After giving him a suspension, they added on a suspension. What they did to Safi Joseph almost put him out of business, you know, by not allowing his horses to run, and he ended up losing a big horse, including the winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. So I'm no fan of Churchill Downs, but any good news we can get in racing, we'll take it. And the fact that Fairgrounds is going to run, well, I'm certainly happy about that.
Well, and the feature race today around the country is the Ohio Derby. That's a $500,000 Grade 3 race being held at Thistledown. And one of the horses that is going to take a lot of action today is going to be Clever Again. This is the horse that was bounced around on the inside of Journalism in that roughly run Preakness Stakes. And does he bounce back today? You know, I thought he was kind of out of horse when they ran into all that trouble at the Preakness, John.
Yeah, I think Steve Asmussen was ridiculous in his post-race interviews, taking a shot at Umberto Rispoli. His horse was completely done by the time whatever happened to him happened. He was stopping. Even if he was clear and had a clean trip, he was not winning that race. As a matter of fact, we're going to use this race as one of our two radio plays, since a number of horses I was going to give out have already been given out, and you're only a half hour into the show. Anyway, I love the number four horse in here, McAfee. This is a three-year-old colt for the Richard Dutrow barn. Johnny V goes in to ride. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. He was beaten last time out in the Peter Pan by Hill Road. This horse is 3-1 on the morning line, and I think you're going to get every bit of it. I like number four, McAfee, as the first of our two radio plays in this year's Ohio Derby, the 12th at Thistle Downs.
The 12th race at Thistle Downs, it goes about 3:20 Pacific time. That's number four, McAfee, 3-1 on the morning line for John Hardoon. Well, John, where else do you want to go? I know you've done sheets in your usual spots, Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill Downs, and Los Alamitos. Where do you want to go for your second radio play?
Well, let's go to Belmont, look at race number five. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf. And I love the number nine horse in here, War Officer. This is a five-year-old gelding from the Todd Pletcher barn. Ride a switch today to Kendrick Carmouche, since Irod Ortiz will be at Thistle Downs. This horse is listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Never runs a bad race. His last four starts, two wins, 2 seconds. He's on the improve. He should get a great setup in here. I like number nine, War Officer, 9-2 on the morning line to win today's fifth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
That's race number eight, horse number nine. Let me get that right.
Race number five.
Race number five, horse number nine, War Officer. I had marked down the wrong thing there. Thank you, John, for that. And, I want to write these down. You gave out Bracket Buster last week at Monmouth at 980, so it pays to write these things down. And, John, what do you have available today at your website?
Well, today we have Churchill, we have Belmont at the Big A, and we have Los Alamitos.
Excellent. John, we'll let you get going. Enjoy the day. Let's cash some more tickets, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, John. Stay safe and be well, my friend.
That was John Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheets. Now we'll head down to South Florida and touch base with Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How you doing?
I'm very well, John. How about you?
Good. We had some news earlier this week that, a guy that did a lot of business down in your neck of the woods at Gulfstream, Jorge Navarro, was released from prison. He is one of those guys that was involved with that whole, scandal. God, this was 3 years ago. And he had a 5-year sentence. He was released early. I guess there are other ways you can get some good time served for all that stuff. He's a Panama native. He was in the U.S. legally, but he's not a U.S. citizen. So I'm going to think that he's going to have to deal with ICE on this release. But this is a guy that was known as the Juice Man for good reason.
Oh, absolutely. He won't be missed. And if ICE picks him up, that'd be okay, too. I have no issue. As long as he disappears from view, is okay by me. He didn't do the game or any of us any good, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. And, I don't think we're going to have to deal with him anymore, which is a good thing for the industry. Well, last week, Toby, you gave out a winner here, Adversary, at $8.20. We got a nice overlay on that. I'm looking for some more action today. Did you want to go down to Gulfstream Park, or do you have another track in mind?
No reason not to go to Gulfstream. Second race today. It's bottom level, maiden claimers on the grass, 17.5 claiming price. It's a nice full field, and I'm very intrigued by the 7. His name is Boudreau. He only raced once so far. He raced on the main track, and I like the fact that he's moving over to the grass. His connections are very, very good moving to the grass. There's enough pedigree to suggest that Boudreau will adapt to the surface change. The 6 Risen Sun is coming off my horse's the watch list and is a worthy favorite and the horse to beat. Don't ignore potential 6-7 Exactiva. But I'm 7 Boudreau over the 6 Risen Sun. Let's look at the 2 Winning Fortune and the 11 Reneg to round out the gimmicks. 7-6-2-11. Be like heaven. Get all the money in the second at Gulfstream Park.
That's the second race at Gulfstream Park. That'll go about 10:25 our time here in California. Number 7, Boudreau, 12-1 on the program. That'll be the key, the 7 over 6, 2-11 for Toby. Toby, thanks so much, and we will touch base with you next week.
Looking forward to it, John. Thanks a lot.
That was Toby Callett. Before we take our break, I want to remind everybody, if you're in California, a lot of places to play. If you can't get to Los Alamitos, there are plenty of options as far as the off-track betting. If you're down in San Diego, you can go to the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Opening at 10 o'clock is the OC Tavern in San Clemente at 2369 El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And Bob Ike's favorite hangout, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They're already ready to serve you. Great food up there, great atmosphere. They do a terrific job. So plenty of options for you if you want to get out and play today. The race is not only at Los Alamitos, but around the country. And remember, you have that evening card at Churchill Downs. You can mix in a little nighttime Los Al with Churchill Downs on their evening card. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to touch base with the guy calling double duty today. That's Michael Rona, the track announcer from Los Alamitos. He'll do the Thoroughbred meet and the Quarter Horse meet. When we come back, you're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County in the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos with live racing on Friday through Sunday afternoon through Sunday, July 6th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our second weekend program will feature the $100,000 Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. On this day, we'll host our always popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. The entry fee is only $500. And it includes a $400 live money wagering card. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July, plus the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, the Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Before we bring in Michael Rona from Los Alamitos, I want to give you the number to the South Point Hotel. You heard that commercial for the South Point in our last break. If you want to get out there, we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up. That 4th of July is on a Friday. Give Racebook Manager Steve Johnson a call, 866-780-7223. Ask Steve how you can get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. I'll be out there that long weekend. Looking forward to getting out there and having some fun. And we'll be playing in the Racebook as we always do. Let's go ahead and take our next guest, and that is Michael Rona. Michael, you're going to be a busy guy. You had a good start to the meet yesterday, the daytime meet in Los Al. And all you got to do is work day and night today. No problem, right?
That's all right, mate. I'm certainly fresh enough at the moment. Asking you another couple of Sundays, and you might get a different answer, but firing on all cylinders for now.
Excellent. Well, the first thing we have to talk about, you guys gave out a lot of money in that pick six under the lights last weekend at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, it was a record payout. There was one winning ticket. It looks for a fleeting moment, but we might even have the chance of a triple carryover. But 240-something thousand, as I recall, for the $2 pick six last Sunday. Astronomical.
Absolutely, and we have a little pick six carryover for the daytime today. And if you're sticking around tonight, you've got a good race, the Vandy's Flash.
It's a very good race at 350 yards for three-year-olds. Mainly a rematch of the Dillingham Stakes from mid-May, which was an absolute thriller. Certainly one of the two best races, I think, stakes-wise this year so far, in which Train B Tarka won by a nose. He just got the better of a paint horse named Kid Cocinero, who's come to California and made a huge impact, trainer Angie Aquino. This horse won 30-1 in his Lo Sal debut in an allowance in April, and then led and missed by a nose with a very well-credentialed Train B Tarka in the Dillingham. The third horse was only a head away. It was a great race, and
The top two knock heads again. At a slightly shorter distance, the Dillingham was 400 yards. This race, 350. And it gives Kid Cozinero, who's drawn wider, a really good look at 3-1, given his consistent, wicked early pace. Striking, beautiful horse to look at, as are all paint horses. And not many of them can run like Kid Cozinero. He got a real chance against Train Bitaka, who's all class. 6 wins, 4 minor placings from 11 career starts. One of his defeats, or two of his defeats, were in the Winter Derby and the El Primero Del Año Derby, both minor placings. He's won all of his other starts at Lausanne. So he's a very good horse trained by Mark Youngers. There's a couple of others. Favourite Semental was well fancied in the Dillingham, but compromised at the start. He could improve without surprising, although being drawn directly inside Train Bitaka is not ideal.
Now, Michael, we have 9 races today and then 8 races during the day tomorrow. So what are the post times for the night cards at Los Alamitos this weekend?
Mate, it's 6:15 for the first race this evening, and perhaps all the prep work has caught up with me already because I didn't check the Sunday first post. Sorry about that.
Well, I'll dig it out for you while we're talking here, looking at the Los Alamitos tomorrow. And let's talk about the 2 1,000-yard stakes races tomorrow for the mixed breeds.
Yes, it's the summer finals. The horses accumulate points racing at 1,000 yards in the filly and mare division and for the males. And there's a nice purse for them. We have one race in June and another in December. So the points reset after the race tomorrow night. And they are going to be on the program tomorrow night.
Right. And the first post tomorrow night is 5:30, so a little bit earlier on Sunday. And let's go ahead and
Sunday. Oh, good. Thank you.
You got it. How about a radio play for tonight? You gave us a winner last week again, Caribbean at $9. That was a great way to end the Saturday. So let's go ahead and try and find another winner tonight under the lights at Los Alamitos.
Well, I picked a horse a couple of weeks ago who was scratched, and perhaps we'll revisit Surf Star in race one. He's horse number 2 at 4-1 on the morning line, or she is. She's a filly. Her local debut caught my eye. Very troubled early part of the race. Finished off strongly, galloped out well. And I think Surf Star picking up blinkers is a chance of laying a bit closer. Typically can stay a little bit closer than was the case last time after the early trouble. If she's somewhere within striking distance mid-race, she's got a chance against a suspect group. So Surf Star number 2 in the first. And I do think that the paint horse, Kid Cozinero, is worth playing in the feature, race 8, number 6. Another horse I should have mentioned in previewing that race is Steel Blue Cartel, who's out in post position 7. He's an up-and-comer for Jose Flores. Has a very strong finish on him, but he has to cut back in distance, as does Train Bitaka. That's just why I think Kid Cozinero will prove a slippery customer in the stakes race tonight.
Well, you've given us action in the first and the final race tonight at Los Alamitos. In the first race, Surf Star, 4-1 on the program, number 2 on the program as well at Los Alamitos. That goes at 6:15. Michael, you got a lot to do today. I'm going to let you get a little bit of rest. Enjoy it, and we'll be watching and listening to you during the day and during the night. We appreciate all the updates there from Los Alamitos.
My pleasure, John. Hopefully we can bookend the program tonight.
Absolutely. We'll get on there and we'll have some fun today. Good luck today. Oh, that was Michael Rona. Let's go ahead and, we don't mention enough. If you miss any of the show, you want to hear some of the selections, you can go to the archives at www.thoroughbredla today. I want to thank all of my guests for joining the show. As far as tomorrow, Mike Willman will be here from 8 to 10 a.m. At 10 o'clock here at the top of the hour, Andy Harris will join us from the SoCal Restaurant Show. You've got that going on. And so a lot going on, day and night racing today between Los Alamitos, Churchill at night. You've got Belmont at Aqueduct, and the Ohio Derby. So we'll see what happens there. Want to wish everybody the best of luck in making your wagers today. Enjoy the racing. We will talk to you next Saturday, and tune in tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Mike Willman here for Thoroughbred LA. Good luck, everybody.